the daughter of Thuvandin, nor have you won such a right. The man reached suddenly forth and grasped her by the arm. You shall be my princess, he cried. By the breast of Issus thou shalt, nor shall any other come between Astok, prince of Dessur, and his heart's desire. Tell me that there is another, and I shall cut out his foul heart and fling it to the wild calots of the dead sea-bottoms. At touch of the man's hand upon her flesh, the girl went pallid beneath her coppery skin, for the persons of the royal women of the courts of Mars are held but little less than sacred. The act of Astok, prince of Dessur, was profanation. There was no terror in the eyes of Thuvia of Tarth, only horror for the thing the man had done and for its possible consequences. Release me! Her voice was level, frigid. The man muttered incoherently and drew her roughly toward him. Release me, she repeated sharply, or I call the guard and the Prince of Dessur knows what that will mean. Quickly he threw his right arm about her shoulders and strove to draw her face to his lips. With a little cry she struck him full in the mouth with the massive bracelets that circled her free arm.